At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
I want to get to a tweet of yours from last night that made the rounds a little bit too. And we talked about the Denver Nuggets versus the Boston Celtics last night on this program. It was one of your best bets. The Denver Nuggets go out and they get the victory. I'm going to read JVT's tweet. I think it's an interesting discussion to have.
It's a good theater.
Denver closed +7.5 in Boston and won outright. Tonight, as in last night, the Nuggets were +2 at home and won. It's time for the market to realize that not only are the Nuggets just as good as they were last year, but they are better than the Celtics. They should be the finals favorite.
Yeah, I mean, look, so I think there's a lot to dissect from that. We'll start with the last point, too, because I do want to, as a lot of people rightfully pointed out, in terms of betting odds, when you're talking about probabilities, the Boston Celtics are a favorite because they play in an easier conference. Theoretically, their path to an NBA Finals would be whatever dreck comes out of the play-in as an 8 seed. You'd think the Cleveland Cavaliers, the way it sets up right now, and then the Milwaukee Bucks would be like the big ultimate test. Denver, on the other hand, if they win a 2 seed, they could face the Golden State Warriors, then the Los Angeles Clippers, and then whoever, you know, makes it up to a Western Conference Finals. That's a much tougher path. That is understandable. When I say they should be conference finals favorites, I mean when the game ends, right? And Denver has just swept the season series over Boston. And you see, and we'll get into little mismatches that I think the Nuggets have in every single matchup against the Boston Celtics that will play out every time they meet. For Stan Van Gundy, after the game, like when it's 5 seconds over, to say the Boston Celtics are the team to beat in the NBA, like we watched them play twice. There's mismatches that the Denver Nuggets can exploit. The Boston Celtics are a very good team. And I think that the market is just, and we talked about this yesterday, and this is right, the market is just too high on Boston, especially when it comes to some of these matchups. And it's not just Denver, right? We talked about that. Remember, on the second leg of a back-to-back, the Los Angeles Clippers went into Boston as 7.5-point underdogs, yep, and whooped up on them the week after Denver beat them in Boston. So, like, we see this all the time where the market just has this overwhelming respect for the Boston Celtics. It is a throwaway that they're going to come out of the Eastern Conference. They are, and by the way, when these two teams meet again, I'm willing to bet. I mean, I don't even need to be willing to bet. In an NBA Finals matchup, if they play again, the Celtics will probably be like pick or -1 in Denver in an NBA Finals matchup. And I'll take that bet every single time. Because at the very least, as we talked about yesterday, the market should consider these two teams equals. The Denver Nuggets are the defending champions. They ran through the Western Conference. They covered by a wide margin on average every single game. They were a dominant force. They bring that starting lineup back. They have Aaron Gordon, who was a problem for Boston yesterday with putback dunks, cuts to the rim, very big rebounds. He's a problem for them. He was taking Nikola Jokic, Kristaps Porzingis into the basket when he was backing him down almost every single time. There are things that really work in the Nuggets' favor in a matchup with the Boston Celtics. And so, like, when I hear Stan Van Gundy say Boston's still the team to beat, when I get Boston's the best team and it's not even close, I get what the numbers say. But sometimes, as somebody who really enjoys the numbers and the analytics and the statistics, you have to realize that matchups and styles do make fights. And that sometimes, when you look at the schematics, there are things that a team can do to bother the other. And Denver has those things to bother and match up well with Boston. And that's the whole point. It's to sit here and say, after a game like that, that make them favorites again in Denver, they're better and it's not even close, they're still the team to beat. I think we have to realize that matchups matter in the NBA when you're talking about winning best of seven series. And I get all the numbers of the world, but it's also why I think people have this problem with an analytics community at times, because analytics and numbers can be stubborn. Mm-hmm. You can look at them and say, no, like this team's awesome. The problems in the clutch that the Boston Celtics have, screw that. They're one of the best clutch teams in the regular season in the NBA. Like all of these little things. And I get it. I do. But I think when I watched that yesterday, I watched the team that won the NBA Finals last year, that's got a dominant starting five, that I think has certain matchups that they can totally exploit against the Boston Celtics. And a vast majority of people kept telling you, nope, Celtics are still the team to beat. And I just disagree with that premise.
You know, it's such a fascinating discussion. So right now at DraftKings, the Celtics plus 235 to win the title, the Nuggets 4-1. So they are the top two favorites, rightfully so. And I think JVT's point, your point about the reason you're getting the Nuggets at that price versus what the Celtics are, is the conference that they play in. I would be fascinated to see if we do ultimately get this matchup. The Celtics would have home court advantage because they're going to have the better record at the end of the year than the Denver Nuggets. But, you know, it's funny that there's such, you know, pushback on this, because the Nuggets were the team that I felt like last year, when they were such a massive favorite going into the NBA Finals against the Miami Heat, that there was this other side saying, oh, no, no. It's the Heat culture. You got to believe in Heat culture. It's Jimmy Buckets. And I think majority of people here at VSiN, including yourself, were like, no. The Nuggets are just far superior than this Celtics team. And a couple of years ago, I was stubborn on the Celtics. I thought they would take care of the Golden State Warriors. They did not. When you watch what we saw last night, I don't think it's an overreaction by any stretch of the imagination. There are times in the NBA, and you can attest to this watching this league much closerly than I, there are times where the inferior team will win. I don't know how you come away from both of those games, more so last night when you had both of these teams coming off of losses, knowing this was going to be a big game. This is the first time that the Nuggets, because I believe last year they were at home underdog four times, and I believe in those four games, two they didn't have Jamal Murray, two they didn't have Nikola Jokic. So they were a full-strength Denver Nuggets team, and they were a home underdog. Give me that price in the NBA Finals. Giddy up. I'm ready to rock and roll. So let's just dive into it a little bit more. When you look at the current price, JVT, so I'm just going to use DraftKings. I'm sure there's different variations out there, but Celtics at plus 235, we've talked a little bit about it this week, about there might come a point in time, especially with spots like with the two-way market, where you could look to fade potentially the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference. When you look at the price of the Denver Nuggets at 4-1, knowing that their path could, as you alluded to, include a showdown with the Golden State Warriors, who we got to get to that with the potential ankle injury looming here for Steph Curry, could have the Los Angeles Clippers, who has Kawhi Leonard, who is an all-timer, could have at maybe Phoenix Suns in the first round with what they have from a talent perspective. At 4-1, all this being said, is that too short of a price? How would you look potentially to attack the Denver Nuggets moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's short to invest in at this point, because you just don't know what the season will bring, right, in terms of injury and whatnot for the Denver Nuggets. So I think what you're doing is, look, that price is going to be there for this team. And when you get into the NBA postseason, if you want to invest in at that point, you can go ahead and do that. You can go through, we could talk through once the series prices are set, right? Talk about like series price rollovers for the Denver Nuggets and try to get a little bit more in that regard, because again, we don't know what their seeding is, but they're the rightful favorite. I think like when you're talking about this in the grand scheme of like the betting odds for the Denver Nuggets and what you want to do with them, I think they're rightfully priced in terms of the Western Conference. I think you could argue maybe they should be a little bit shorter, just given the fact, like, look at the West around them. If you look at, for example, below the Los Angeles Clippers, all right, the Phoenix Suns are, I don't know what they are, but I don't think they're the third best team in the Western Conference. The Oklahoma City Thunder are a very good young team, but they have a size deficiency, which is going to be a very big problem against the Denver Nuggets. Minnesota Timberwolves just lost their second, third best player, whatever you want to rate him, in Karl Anthony Towns. And the Warriors and Lakers are flawed play-in teams at this point, and we can go on. I think you can make the argument the Nuggets should probably be shorter than plus 210, maybe in the range of plus 175, plus 150, depending on how you rate them. So is there theoretical value in there? Yeah. But do you want to invest in that price when we still have 20 games left and anything can happen? I wouldn't say so. I think you could just wait. That price is going to remain generally the same, and then you can invest in it, especially if, like, the Thunder clinch a one seed in the West. right, with the number one overall seed, maybe that's something where the odds start to shift a little bit more in the Thunder's favor, and thus you get a better price on Denver. So I don't think there's any need now. But this is a team that I think deserves a little bit more credit. And I think the more I thought about this, I don't know if it's more about giving the Denver Nuggets more credit, Tim. It's that I think from a power rating standpoint, we need to pump the brakes just a bit on the Boston Celtics, just like a tiny bit, because they're a very good team, but they're not like this dominant force. And by the way, we have evidence that. You want to know what it is? They're 29-29-4 against the spread. Like, it's a team that is pretty, like, it's right there around, like, yeah, the market getting it right, but you're on the verge of being a little overvalued.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.